In Ethiopia, they tell a story about a king that was born in a swarm of bees. The king's mother said that he was like honey, and the bees were drawn to his power. That's because in African folklore, bees are messengers of greatness. The birth of King Lalibela in the late 1100s has left a lasting impression on the Horn of Africa. In a town that bears his name, there are a collection of churches that are built deep down into the ground. Where most churches are designed to reach up in the air to cast our thoughts heavenward, the rock-hewn churches of Lalibela invite us to descend into the ground. The 11 churches are referred to as the 8th wonder of the ancient world, along with the other 7, including the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and the Lighthouse of Alexandria. It is recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and many in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church still make faithful pilgrimages today. The churches spread out in the volcanic rock across the grassy, dusty plateau. They are connected in a series of tunnels and crypts underground. Some act as drainage waterways to make sure the pits don't fill up like a bathtub. Others are used in ceremonies of great reverence en route to crypts and tombs. In one hidden chapel, there is a religious heirloom mentioned in the Old Testament that Steven Spielberg and George Lucas depicted, melting the faces off Nazis. The legendary Ark of the Covenant has been housed in Lalibela for 3,000 years, monitored by one ancient guard who is never allowed to leave its side. Lalibela is a place of great faith with a range of mysteries that exist as naturally as the volcanic rock from which these churches are formed. It is worth making the pilgrimage. This is Secret Passages, a podcast about the hidden histories and strange stories that lurk in the dark places of the world. I am E.S. Rodenbiker. The ridge of the Rostishen mountain peak lingers on the plateau of the Ethiopian highlands like a row of crooked teeth. Throughout this part of Africa, humps of volcanic rock are sprinkled with high grasslands. There are basins of red rock and swells of green trees. It is lush and overwhelmingly remarkable. For those that pilgrimage to Lalibela, they cross over trails and cutbacks, past lava tubes that reach a mile high, showing the deep reach of time. The columns of volcanic rock, slow and old as they may be, are billboards of the forces beyond our present situation. They are signs of great mysteries at work, for as long as can be remembered. Ethiopia is unique among African countries. It, along with a few others, was untouched by European colonizers. Barring an occupation by Italy in the 1930s, Ethiopian society and culture reaches back 1,000 years. It is represented by wealthy, cosmopolitan ancient cities, as well as the peoples of the forest and desert. It can be a curiosity to the Western world, but its customs are older than all the Western nations. The mix of deep culture and deep time are so well preserved in the churches of Lalibela that it is no wonder that they are the unofficial 8th wonder of the world. They are well crafted and formidable, and they can still be visited in the same state they were some 1,000 years ago. Originally, the idea of these churches came in a dream. Well, during a coma, really. The story of King Lalibela is full of great deeds and family drama. When he was born into a swarm of bees, his mother said he was sweet like honey, but his brothers did not agree. His older brother Harbe had come into power and ruled the kingdom of Ethiopia with wealth and prosperity, but no amount of success could keep back his jealousy for his brother Lalibela. He too, like the bees, could see his natural gifts and power. Harbe worried about his standing as king, with such a golden brother waiting behind the throne. So he came up with a plan. He had his servants stir poison hemlock into juice and laced it with honey as a sick twist on his brother's bee-themed name. Lalibela drank the juice and fell into a deep, coma-like sleep. In this poison-induced state, angels visited Lalibela and took him to the heavens. In this vision, he was shown a collection of rock-hewn churches built deep into the ground. They would be like heaven on earth. While Lalibela was dreaming, the king Harbe was strapped by guilt at what he did to his blessed brother. He asked God for forgiveness. He too was visited in a dream and told to step down from the throne. He did so, and Lalibela awoke 3 days later. Ethiopia had a new king with a mission from God. The churches of Lalibela consist of a light and pliable basalt, leftovers of when lava flowed through these plains. Volcanic rock like this is easy to mold, so when King Lalibela began work on the churches, stonemasons were able to carve into the mountainside and work from one large piece of rock. Deep, rectangular trenches were built around the solid piece of rock. The chiseling began and lasted 24 years. The Church of St. George is the most famous of these sunken churches. It is surrounded by a pit, and the building is cruciform, dusty and red. Workers had to build from the top down, rather than from the bottom up. Arches were carved, along with gargoyles and special tunnels leading to other churches formed in caves. It is said that when the workers were done during the day, angels took over at night. The effect of the churches of Lalibela mean that upon approach, there is really nothing to point to as a landmark. Instead of looking ahead to a peak or steeple as a motivator for the journey, a pilgrimage requires absolute drive and faith until arriving at the very last possible step. Stepping into the churches means first moving downward. Stairways of volcanic rock press under feet as the path continues through the church doors. Beautiful designs and statues adorn the wall. Monks and priests attend to services of blessing, creating a lineage of pastoral care since the 4th century. Rooms and chambers have different uses as crypts, prayer rooms, or holding ancient artifacts. In one of the churches built in a cave pocket, a rock shines day and night behind an altar. It is a phosphorescent stone, giving off mysterious, glittering light when there is none to reflect. The slow glow of a stone steeped in darkness really is a miracle. In another of the subterranean churches, an ancient religious heirloom is said to have been protected for the last 3,000 years. Told about in the Jewish scriptures, but made famous by Indiana Jones, the Ark of the Covenant contains the two stone tablets that make up the Ten Commandments given to Moses for the people of God. According to the stories in Lalibela, found in the Kebra Nagast, or Glory of the Kings, an Ethiopian national saga, the Ark of the Covenant has been in Ethiopia since the Queen of Sheba. It has been guarded and kept secret by a line of virgin monks, who once they take the oath are unable to leave the church grounds until they die. The monk prays constantly by the Ark, day and night, burning incense and paying tribute to God. Only the monk can see it. All others are forbidden to lay eyes on it, or even go close to it. Even the bishop of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church is forbidden. The Ark remains a source of faith and devotion, and also a great mystery. Despite the hidden nature of the churches of Lalibela, sunken in the ground, and the secret religious heirlooms that no one can see, it is still sought after holy ground. During recent Christmas services, over 200,000 pilgrims came to the rock churches. From across the Horn of Africa they traveled, some for months at a time. The promise of Lalibela is real. It is not just for tourists, curious of how such an ancient place could still be around, or how it was originally constructed. This is no museum. It is for believers, willing to journey over volcanic rock on the grassy, dusty plateaus in the shadow of the Ras Dashen Mountains. Religion for many can feel too squishy, easy to manipulate, and without real magic. But at Lalibela, there is a great tradition of kings and bees, rock churches and powerful visions. In Ethiopia, like the tubes of lava stuck in time, there are tales and ways of life as strong in the present as they were in the past, and will continue for some time to come. Secret Passages is researched, written, and produced by me, E.S. Rodenbiker. If you are enjoying these stories, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly helps. And subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or however you listen to podcasts. If you have a Secret Passages story to tell, please let me know so I can look into it for a future episode. You can get in contact with me at secretpassagespodcast.com or on social media at secret.passages.pod. If you are really enjoying these stories, please become a patron. The link is in the description, and you can get access to show notes, a coffee mug, or a long sleeve tee. They're pretty cool. Thanks for listening, and see you on the other side.